the common catchphrase that's used to describe the significance of that award is that it's like winning an Oscar for acting or some other creative endeavor. And it truly is that because it's even presented in that same format. But in all seriousness, it's the James Beard Awards are a testament to one's creativity and significance and impact on all things culinary, beginning in a region and perhaps even nationally. But it's determined by not a popular award. It's not determined by a secret ballot that has nothing to do with food. It's from what all I know and understand, and I've gotten to know more and more about the James Beard Foundation in the past few years, has everything to do with a true cataloging of one's contributions to the food scene. And so it's a legitimate testament to one's creativity.
Is it the kind of award or even the kind of nomination where people hear about it and they'll come from other parts of the country or other parts of the world to your restaurant to try out your food because they know about the award?
Certainly the foodies would know about the awards. In fact, it's quite a buzz the day of when nominations are announced, whether it be the semifinalists, and this is the first time, as you may know, that the semifinalist announcements are being made outside of New York City. So that's a significant consequence of this event here in Orlando. But the process of determining the ultimate winner is, in theory, dependent on actual visits by judges of national stature, and they actually should be tasting your food and reporting back to the foundation or the committees involved in the foundation about who really should be moving up the ladder. I'm not sure if that always happens, depending on where the region is, but hopefully this year in Central Florida, all of the nominees at the semifinal stage will be put under the scrutiny of actual judging and tasting of their food.
Ricky, what kind of changes are you seeing in Orlando's culinary scene, and how is that changing the city's image?
I think especially in the past, 20 years or so, it's become more and more diverse. You know, different enclaves and pockets of ethnic communities have risen up and shared their food from their parts of the world with people here in Orlando. And as John referenced earlier, Orlando has been referred to as sometimes as the breadbasket of Florida, you know, Central Florida, and we're surrounded by sea on all sides, you know, with great fisheries and everything. So they use those great local ingredients to create amazing food.
Is Orlando getting a reputation as a food destination? You know, Harry was talking about foodies knowing about the James Beard Awards, but what about people just, you know, figuring out that Orlando's got some pretty good dining spots, maybe on Urban Spoon or some of those other websites? What's the reputation of Orlando like amongst tourists, do you think?
I think especially with, like you said, like those apps, Urban Spoon and Yelp, and those tourists who are more foodie influenced, for example, like the conventioners who come and they're looking for good food, and they find all these reviews online, and they're like, okay, maybe I'll try it outside of the regular chain restaurants.
Well, John, let me ask you, the East End Market's it's the first of its kind in this area here in Central Florida. You talked about the urban garden, really trying to build up the idea of people going local in terms of where they get their food from, where they dine, where they shop, and where they eat. How big a deal is it having the James Beard Awards here and especially at the East End Market?
I mean, for me on a personal level, it's completely silly, meaning it's testament to the fact that we've brought together folks that, as Hari mentioned, the award is about great food, but it's also about the ethos that it's done by and the impact that they have in their community. I mean, you know, Hari is very involved outside of what he does in creating an environment where the good food movement can grow, where people are eating whole foods and locally sourced and seasonal. And chefs like Kevin Fonzo are working with the Edible Schoolyard projects. And so, you know, we've brought together a lot of food artisans that kind of speak to that ethos.